Hello, my name is Malcolm, and thank you for joining me for the second episode of Just Trying to Live a Positive Life, the second episode of Series 2. And today we're talking about resilience. Resilience Part 2, because I did speak about resilience on the first season. Now, why has resilience come back? Why has it come back to get me? Or why have I come back to get it and talk about it with you? Because resilience is something that we need all the time to keep progressing and to keep growing. Even if we're unaware of it, we're always bouncing back from something in some way. Now, we may not realize some of the times we bounce back from something because it may be smaller. It may be something that we've dealt with numerous times and we don't even pay attention to it. Or there could be times when we're facing something for the first time and we're like, I can't deal with this. Or we attack it and we feel beaten by it and we want to quit, we want to give up. But then there's something in us that makes us come back. Maybe we come straight back at it. Maybe it takes a while, but we come back and then we learn to manage it and then maybe even conquer it. Or maybe even work with it, which goes back to managing it. And then suddenly, there's that growth. And the growth is simply from looking at how it was an obstacle we didn't want to deal with or we were scared of. So how can I relate that more specifically to me? Without mentioning names and precise details, I'm going to keep it very generalized. But in my place of work, I had to deal with a situation which was challenging to me. So where I'm working with new people I haven't worked with before, or people I'm getting used to working with, which is part of my job role. Again, I know I'm being very specific here and very sorry, I know I'm not being very specific here. I'm being very generalized. I had to work with people that I'll say kind of getting to grips with, understanding how they operate. They could be very testing and very challenging. And when I thought, yeah, I'm on a level with them, I can work with them now, you know, the relationship's been building, bam. Then there's new challenges, there's new amounts of pressure they put on me. To the point of, I actually believed that I'm beaten. I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this situation. I can't deal with the challenges and the relentless pressure they keep putting on me. And it got to the point of where I didn't want to work with this section of people. There's other sections I was fine with working, but this section of people I didn't want to work with. And that started to manifest and grow in my mind to the point of it got to a level where I didn't want to go to work because I was thinking, there's a chance I may work with this group of people again. And I've never in my life had that situation where I was starting to feel anxious and I didn't want to go to work because I was worried about working with this group of people. And the challenging part of it is, as I say, you have to be in the role I do at work, you have to be thick-skinned. You have to be able to take the abuse and not respond to it. But these people want to test you and make you respond to it. And my mind started to develop that feeling of the best way to not get drawn into this is to avoid them completely. And then it turned into a level of fear. And that was actually ruining my experience and ruining me as a person. Because let's face it, our work is where we spend most of our time, right? And it's a knock-on effect of how we feel at work affects how we feel at home. And it can be the reverse, and how we feel at home can be how we feel at work, you know. And I was really, really letting it get to me. And I wasn't really talking to people about it. I spoke to a few people, but not really the right people that can make the difference, or not the people that I could really confide in and get experience and grow from. So how does a resilience work with this? I was ready to call it a day, to quit. I'd looked for other jobs. I actually had some interviews lined up with other jobs. But there was something inside me that's telling me to, no, stick at it. There was advice I was getting from colleagues. Stick at it, you know, push through. 6 months is that barrier they tell you to really keep working towards to see if you can handle it, to see if you're, you know, this job, this career is for you. And I did keep sticking at it. And then when my mentality changed, I started to feel I got more respect from, you know, the people that I'm working with, the people that are challenging me, the people that are pushing me, the people that I was nearly letting beat me. I stuck at it and I've developed the levels of strength and confidence back again. But I was that close to calling it a day. Now, like I said, resilience can manifest and play out in many different forms. It could be psychologically, it can be physically, it could be spiritually. But in this, it was definitely psychologically, because it was really affecting my mind. No one else could see what it was doing to me, and I was putting on a front. But it was breaking me down. But there's always been a side of me where I don't like to be beaten. I don't like to quit. And I'm so glad I didn't. And since I've come back from how I was feeling, I've been able to talk to people about how I was being affected by this situation and how I've grown from it. And I like to say, I wish I could physically see a measuring stick of how I was when I started this new career and how I am now. And I know I would see the growth. If you could see growth like that, I know I would see it. I'd be able to visualize it. But that can only be visualized if you've been resilient enough to stick up what you want to do. Believe in yourself. You know, you get broken, you get pushed to the limit, but you don't quit. And you actually feel the growth. You feel it, you know, you feel it mentally, physically, maybe even, you know, psychologically. Well, all of them, you do feel them all in different ways. And it's exciting to think, especially when you're someone like me, like there's loads of us, all of, you know, anyone who's listened to this has to be interested in development and growth in one way or another. And to know that that was physically something that bothered me, and we're all going to have something that you know, bothered us physically, mentally, but we've overcome it, or we've managed it. It is growth. It is growth on such a great scale. And at least we have it as our own personal measuring stick when we move forward. When we do hit other times where we're getting pushed to the limit and we're like, I've been through something similar to this. And I know I can come out the other side if I stick at it, believe in myself, get advice, get support from people. But keep myself in the competition, keep myself in the race. Be resilient. Thank you for listening to this episode. Remember, resilience is only something we can build once we start experiencing and challenging and testing ourselves and believing in ourselves and sticking in there. Stay resilient. Remember, you're human. And let's keep treading together on them steps as we're just trying to live a positive life.